Several research projects continue at UC Riverside, evaluating different strategies for the detection and control of Asian citrus psyllid. Assistant Cooperative Extension Specialist at UC Riverside, Monique Rivera explained their work looking at something referred to as the edge effect and how that pertains to ACP control.
So the edge effect is basically an ecological term that we're using in the context of Asian citrus psyllid to describe the fact that they aggregate on the edges of groves, at least initially before infesting the field, and that this is the best location in which to scout for them. So as with most research questions, this has been done previously in Texas, and I'm trying to figure out what the edge effect is in California so that we can establish IPM programs that implement border sprays. So the question I'm specifically asking here in California now is, how deep into the grove does this edge effect occur? Is it one tree? Is it three trees? Is it five trees? So that we can develop recommendations for border sprays.
Prior research has also evaluated wind speed and direction and how that correlates with the spread of the psyllid. Rivera noted their next area of focus in relation to the edge effect.
So we haven't started any wind trials yet, but one thing we are going to look at in the coming spring once our populations build is if we can correlate ACP populations on the edge with a prevalence of certain ant species such as Argentine ant here in Southern California.
I'm Brian German for AgNet West Radio Network.